Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And I also said, you know what? My throat needs a little hot, warm liquid.
How did I know that was going to come back to haunt me? Little Red Hot Chili Peppers. As we welcome you back for hour number three. Good to have you with us here on a Thursday. Before we get back to the calls, I've been mentioning two articles that I haven't gotten to yet, but I want to get to right here and right now. So Nikki Javala of The Athletic wrote, quote, "The Commanders' defense has improved," or this is the headline. Is it the play calling? And it's obviously an issue that we tackled earlier this year, or earlier this week, I should say. And it's a discussion point that everybody around here that cares about the Commanders one way or the other has been talking about for the last several weeks, right? And Dan Quinn did a lot of self-evaluation, did a lot of thinking going from head coach to defensive coordinator for 3 years back to head coach here. And Nikki kind of alludes to that at the beginning. And he said, ultimately, he spread himself too thin a couple of times in Atlanta as the head coach. He took over as the defensive play caller in addition to his duties as head coach. He said, basically, when he came to Washington, it's why he delegated play calling to defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr., and obviously offensive play calling to Cliff Kingsbury. Saying, you know, of course, at the time, he'll be involved in it, but those guys will call the game. So he also said the essence of this job as a head coach isn't just to be on one side, it's to tie everything together, and that's when I'm at my best. And again, some of these quotes Nikki found, remembered, pulled up, whatever. So we know now, after getting annihilated in four straight games, losing by 20 points, he took over right before the Madrid game, or the week, you know, of the Madrid game, after getting blown out back-to-back home weeks by Seattle and Detroit. I was in Madrid, and I asked him specifically after that first game, hey, you know, you've obviously had a little bit of experience with this before. How did you think it went, having to be the head coach and the defensive coordinator or the defensive play caller, just one game sample size, immediately after the game? And he gave me, you know, kind of a generic-ish answer. But he said, you know, if I remember correctly, and I'm loosely quoting, you know, that it went well in his mind in the initial aftermath. But certainly you're stretched a little bit thin and you've got a lot going on and you got to figure out kind of the right battle or the right mix and the right, you know, kind of some of the stuff that he's talking about. And he said on Monday, when asked again about this, after now two games, quote, "I'm finding a battle rhythm." This guy loves to talk about battles and, you know, all that stuff. I love it. He said, and he should put stuff on a t-shirt. He said, "I haven't discussed or gone down that road too far yet, but yeah, I would say it's a possibility," as we played you the sound when asked directly, hey, could this continue in 2026? So, again, that is the backdrop. Nikki goes into the rest of the story, talking a little bit about offense and how Joe Witt hasn't officially been removed as defensive coordinator, but he doesn't call the plays. He was down on the sideline for one game. Now he spent more time working with the secondary, which was his area of expertise before he got here or when they were in Dallas. And that has helped maybe the secondary a little bit. Again, more zone defense, more this, that. And this is without Trey Amos and without Marshawn Lattimore, right? So then the article goes a little bit further, right? That the group has noticeably improved in consecutive overtime losses, but they haven't corrected all of their errors. And Jonathan Jones, veteran corner, Super Bowl champion, said, quote, "I think it's a combination of a little bit different calls and then just us coming together. We established that we're going to be a better team for the remainder of the season, and we all bought into that." Now, I don't know why they didn't buy into that earlier. I have no idea. Now, Jonathan Jones was hurt for four games, so maybe that was part of the reason. Apparently, Quinn Witt, after the change, made a series of small changes to the call sheets and some of the personnel before altering the coaching duties. And they kept tweaking things, and they kept trying to change some things, right? Yet, the Commanders kept blowing coverages, kept bad communication, kept missing more tackles, giving up more big plays, stopping the run, so on and so forth. But then, again, the last two overtime losses against Miami and Denver, allowing 16 points in Madrid, two goal line stands, three sacks, and then against Denver, allowing 27 points in overtime and ultimately losing. But that's the results. So here's a couple of numbers for you. According to The Athletic and Nikki Javala, in the first 10 weeks of the season, the Commanders allowed 5.7 explosive pass plays per game. That's 16 or more yards, to rank 31st in the league, and had a total defensive EPA, expected points added, per game of -8.16. In weeks 11 through 13, now again, there's 3 weeks, but only two games there. But again, in weeks 11 through 13, the Commanders have allowed 4.5 explosive pass plays per game. So that's different than 5.7. Moving up to 14th in the league, and their total defensive EPA was at -2.76 compared to -8.16 when Joe Witt was calling the plays. So that's a lot of what you have to know, right? Now, Quan Martin adds to this, quote, "The calls are the same calls we've had. There are just less of them, so it allows us to play fast and not think much when we're out there." Okay. So basically what they're saying is they've kind of stripped down some of the lingo, some of the complexity of the play calls, which is something that we were told that they were doing even before Joe Witt got removed as the defensive play caller, something that they were doing before Joe Witt got moved from the coach's box to the sideline for the one game. And that's what Quan Martin is saying. It's the same calls, the same defense, but there's just less of them, less checks, less basically attachments, add-ons, what have you. So it's allowing them to be a little bit mentally freer. Here's my question. Why for the love of humanity, did they say they were going to do this, but apparently didn't do this? Or maybe they did it and it just didn't yield the results before they actually removed Joe Witt as the play caller? Because again, I very vividly remember before they actually put him from the coach's box to the sideline, and then before they actually removed him as the defensive play caller, they said on the record that they were going to strip some of the language, that they were going to make it easier. That was a big talking point. I think that was after the Dallas road game. I would have to double check the exact timeline. That's what they said. So they probably did it then. But apparently it took until they played Miami in Madrid and also removed, essentially fired Joe Witt as the defensive play caller. Now, Quinn has, as Nikki noted, pushed back a little bit that his play calling has led to the team's defensive improvement, calling it instead an energy of the players. Jeremy Reeves said, quote, "I think guys are communicating at a high level. We're trusting what we're seeing and taking shots. I think that's the recipe of every good defense, is trusting the guys around you and knowing where to be and when to be there." So I assume he means over the last couple of games with Dan Quinn as the play caller, with Joe Witt in a different role, that guys are communicating at a much higher level and trusting each other and seeing things better. And presumably that comes with a simplifying of the defensive terminology, play calls, philosophy, what have you. My question is, yes, I can see where that would improve things. But they didn't just start doing this against Miami. And that's where I go back to the point of, they talked about this earlier this year. Again, I believe it was after the Dallas blowout road loss in which they lost 44-22. About simplifying some of the calls, simplifying some of the tags, making communication easier, letting players think less and play more. So if that's the case, has anything really changed? If players like Jeremy Reeves and Quan Martin, whatever you say, whatever you think of them, are saying, guys, not much has changed. Play calls are still the play calls, right? Little tweaks, little adjustments. The numbers clearly show that they are better. But why is that? We know it's never just one thing. We know that. We know this. It's never just one thing. But as Nikki noted, the statistical analytical perspective tells us there's a big difference. 5.7 explosive pass plays, 16 or more yards per game to 4.5. Again, that's a notable drop, but it's not like 5.7 to 1.7. But it's a notable drop. And total defensive EPA of minus 816 to minus 2.76.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, let's just take the two games before they made the switch to Dan Quinn. Seattle, Detroit. Two offenses that you would consider, if not explosive, you would consider them good to very good offenses, right? Especially when they're on. And yes, Sam Darnold can have a four-interception game as he had the week after the Commanders game against the LA Rams, against a really good defense. But Sam Darnold can also have the kind of game that he had against the Commanders. And he's had more of those games over the last year and two-thirds than he's had bad games like he had against the Rams. And we know Jackson Smith and Jigba is explosive. And there's others. Take the Lions. We know Amon-Ra St. Brown. We know Jahmyr Gibbs. We know David Montgomery. We know Jared Goff when you give him time. We know Jameson Williams. So, you have talented, good, maybe very good offenses that you're going against and getting fried up like chicken fried chicken at home the previous two games. Then you get to Madrid. And you're taking on a Miami Dolphins team without Tyreek Hill. Without a really good quarterback. There is nobody under no circumstances that can measure Tua Tagovailoa in any way and say he's a really good quarterback. He's not. At times, he can be good. At times, the Miami Dolphins offense, and right now they are playing much better. And they were coming off of a big win against Buffalo, and they've kept that streak alive, beat New Orleans, so on and so forth. I think they've won four out of their last five. Right now, the Dolphins are playing better on offense. And the Commanders did a pretty good job of limiting them points-wise because they shut them down in the red zone and more specifically in goal-to-go situations and on fourth and goals. But the Dolphins were able to run the football. They were able to move the football all game long. They just couldn't score points. They bogged down in the red zone. Again, they bogged down in the goal-to-go area. Some of that credit goes to Washington. Some of that blame goes to Miami. And again, it's just one game. It doesn't mean that's the way they play every single game. But nobody should ever, ever confuse the Miami Dolphins with an explosive offense right now. And really, over the last year and a half, nobody. And that's largely because of the play of Tua Tagovailoa. And just one more further point. Nobody should have watched that game on Sunday or watched any of the Broncos games leading up to that game and said, ah, the Denver offense, man, they're great. They're explosive. They're awesome. They are a machine. You know what they remind me of? Those old Sean Payton, New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees-led offenses. Not a soul alive should have thought that. So, with all due respect to the numbers, with all due respect to all of your theories, with all due respect to everyone who is trying to figure this out and thinks, well, Dan Quinn alone and his play calling has made the difference. The analytics tell us that. I'll take common sense 101 every time and every day of the week and 15 times on Sunday. The reason why they're better is because the competition is worse. And they've tweaked some other things. The reason why, the number one reason why they're better is because the competition is worse. And guess what? It doesn't get any better the next 2 weeks. We'll see what happens on Saturday, December the 20th against currently a struggling Eagles offense. We'll see what happens on Christmas Day when the Cowboys come to town. We'll see what happens then. And we can continue to reevaluate our stance. But I just wanted to lay that out. Coming up next, Ben Standing also has a column that I found interesting. I want to go through some of that. If you want to hop in on the Commanders' resurgence under Dan Quinn, you can do so 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. Streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.